people talk about the families that were here, the prominent families and the churches. You want to talk about those families that you recall?
Yeah, well, basically, all the teachers that taught at M.E. Booker Elementary School, Amarillo Park, and Booker High School lived in the Newtown area. They lived on Goodrich. Most of them lived on Noble Avenue. In fact, Reverend Dupree, which was the principal of Booker High School when I graduated 49 years ago, he stayed across the street from me. You know, so it was very closely knitted neighborhood. You had like Jerome Stevens, the funeral director, Charlie Jones, which was a very prominent electrician and plumber in the area near Humphrey. And it was just a close-knitted neighborhood. Like I said, all the teachers and who's who stayed in the Newtown area.
And that made a difference in the lives of the kids?
Made a tremendous difference. It was closely knitted. And I think basically we really didn't want any integration. All we wanted was equal funding to purchase the books that we wanted, that we needed. But unfortunately, we was given the hand-me-down books that after the school board budgeted for new books and stuff, they budgeted for Sarasota High and Riverview, and they passed down their old books to us at Booker High School.
So you did attend the Booker complexes, all of them?
Oh, yes. When I graduated from high school, June the 5th, 1966, everything was still segregated in Sarasota. In fact, the first McDonald's in the state of Florida was in Sarasota, Florida, across from Sarasota Memorial Hospital, which is now, I think, a Pizza Hut is there now. And after finished high school, I went to the United States Air Force, but I still had to go to the back door. We couldn't go into public facilities.
You mean the back door of the McDonald's?
Yes, the order anything. You couldn't go inside a McDonald's back in 1966.
Share with me some other experiences like that that people will find very odd today.
Everything was like that. Newtown community was a very thriving community because everything was mostly contained inside the community. So we used to have a lot of fun. Then when they did start the integration process, and that's kind of like disseminated the closeness of the black community because people started moving out and still improving their own neighborhoods. They felt that once they got, you know, a certain economic level that they wanted to move. I always felt that you needed to improve your own neighborhood.